こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目。先週フィラデルフィアで2人の黒人男性がスターバックスの店内で友人と待ち合わせしていたところ、飲み物を購入していないのに店内に留まるのは不法侵入であるとして、マネージャーが警察を呼ぶという事態が起きました。二人は逮捕され、証拠不十分ですぐに釈放されたものの、店内に居合わせた人々の証言や動画から人種差別であると批判の声が上がっていました。この事態を受け、スターバックスはマネージャーを解雇した上で、黒人男性二人に謝罪の意を表明し、来月29日にアメリカ国内の全8000店舗を半日閉店させ、17万5000人の従業員全員に人種偏見に関する研修を受けさせると発表しました。
Last week in Philadelphia, two black men sat down in a Starbucks and didn't order anything while waiting for their friend to arrive. The manager then called the police on the basis that remaining on the premises without being a customer is trespassing. The two men were arrested and then immediately released on insufficient evidence.There has since been public outcry and protests attributing the event to racism. In response, Starbucks has fired the manager involved and issued a public apology to the two men who were arrested. On the 29th of next month, for half a day, all 8,000 U.S. Starbucks locations will close to provide racial bias training to its 175,000 employees.
So...そもそも店内で待ち合わせしてる時にトイレに行きたくなって、
うん、
トイレを使おうとしたら、いやお客さんじゃない人はトイレ使っちゃダメですって言われたところから、まあ、こういうことに発展したらしいんだけど、うん、
So they asked them to buy something or to leave, right?
うん、うん、で居合わせた人たちの中で同じように何も買ってないのに直前にトイレ使った人とか、うん同じように何も買ってないんだけど店内にずっといた人とかもいて、
うん、
なのにこの二人だけが、まあ、警察を呼ばれちゃったっていうことで動画を見ると、まあ、周りの白人のお客さんたちもすごい文句言ってくれてるんだよね、
うん、
なんで警察が来てるのみたいな、うん、彼ら何もしてないじゃんみたいな感じなんだけど、まあ、そこから今週になってこのスターバックスのフィラデルフィアの店舗の前で結構デモとかが起きていた。
So the people are insinuating that the manager was racist.
うん。かね、なんかそのまあ警察を呼ぶっていうのがまずやりすぎっていうところから、その男性が黒人だったからそこまで過剰に。
I think it's fairly standard for them to call the police though. If they ask you to leave.And you say you're not leaving.
いや、まあ、ただそういう時って普通は例えば店内で暴れてるとか他のお客さんに暴言を吐いてるとか、
うん、
まあなんか何かしらこう害を与えている場合であってさすがにその待ち合わせしてるからまだ頼みはしないけど友達はもうすぐ来ますって言ってる人に対して、
うん、
出ていかないからすぐに警察を呼ぶっていうのはちょっと激しすぎるじゃんでしかも警察が来てすぐに実際にその待ち合わせ相手が来たんだってだからその嘘ついてたわけでもないし当然、
I was looking at the timeline and they were at that Starbucks for at least like 20 minutes、
hmm.
you know and they had been asked to leave by the staff or to buy something and then after the police arrived the police called、someone Starbucks staffto come negotiate with them and the police asked them to leave at least three times and they refused to leave and so that's why they were arrested like I don't think the police did I certainly don't think the police did anything wrong if the police department's statement on this is accurate it seems like they just follow protocol pretty much
うん、それはなんか誰も何も私が見た中では特に文句言ってなくて、うん、動画でも警察の人はいや、わかりますよっていう感じ。なんか、いや、わかるよ。みんなの文句わかります。ただ、うちら呼ばれたから、仕事しなきゃいけないのわかってね、みたいな感じで。まあ、そんなに別にこの二人を暴力的に扱ったとかっていうことはないんだけれども、だからこう、まあ、スターバックス自体が責められたっていう。 その呼ばれてきた人たちっていうよりかは。で、
Do you think that there was racism here? Or do you think that there's evidence of racism? I mean, the response has been quite significant, including the response of Starbucks and the CEO himself. But I don't really see the racist part of this. I mean, I wasn't there, so it's hard for me to say. But...
そう、その場にいなかったからこれ読むだけだとちょっとわからないんだけど、ただまあ、そこにいた人たちがそう感じるような何かしらがあったのかなとは思うけどね。
It's certainly hard to...
例えばその、この前に直前にトイレ使った人とか同じようなことしてたのに出て行けって言われなかった人とかがいたわけだから、実際に。で、その人たちが例えば白人の人で、この黒人の人たちだけが怒られてるとかっていう状況だったのかもしれないし。
I think the police are called somewhat, I don't know about this particular place, but in some parts of the United States, the police are called quite often for incidents like this. Usually for homeless people who come into the Starbucks or, you know, they have Wi-Fi, they have limited seating, there are facilities and things that are, they're providing. And so I kind of understand, you know, if you just go in and sit down and you're not a customer...And they ask you to leave, and you say no, like they're probably going to call the police, right? Like that's the assumption I would make. If someone asked me to leave, and I was like, no, I'm not leaving, and I'm not buying anything either, like.
私が受けた印象は、だから友達待ってるから、友達が来たらなんか頼みますっていうことだったのかなって思ったんだよね。
I don't know if that's satisfactory for the, you know, for Starbucks though.
まあでもそこで急に警察呼ぶ
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they operate their business, but I can imagine,
それは
やっぱり you know, in certain cities, like if you didn't do that, like it'd be pretty difficult to run a business. And if the police ask you to leave, you should probably just leave.
まあね、ただ動画見るとやっぱり周りのお客さんたちもみんな抗議してるから、まあなんとなくその不公平感というか、なんかおかしいなっていうなんか共有されてたと思うんだよね、だから多分こういうふうにデモとかにもつながったのかなと思うけど、ただまあスターバックスは企業として結構素早い対応してる、からそれはすごい、だって8000店舗半日閉店させるってブルームバーグの記事見ると17億円ぐらいかかる、まあ損害が出る、損害というかまあ売り上げが減っちゃうことなんだけど、それをまあパッと決めるっていう。
What do you think their PR team is thinking? You know, like there's only so many ways that they can handle this kind of thing.
そう。
You know, and some people are saying that they think that this is kind of overblown and this isn't a good example. There have been many real cases of.Severe racism against people in stores like this that haven't gotten headlines and haven't gotten attention and haven't had corporations stand up for these people. Judging from the details that we have so far, maybe more will be revealed later, but it doesn't seem like this is a good example of the kind of racism people are actually experiencing, you know?
Good example for what do you mean?
Like racial discrimination of yeah, like where was this kind of response? You know, with all these other incidents in stores like this, there people did some research and found that there had been many cases similar to this in Starbucks stores previously. You know that weren't.That didn't play out this way in the media at all.
Yeah.
It didn't get any attention.
まあだからいいことなんじゃないの。まあ企業として正直別にそのこの二人に本当に悪いと思ってるかどうかは別として、企業の対応としては PR の観点から言うと、素早くもう絶対ここまでやったら誰にも何も言われないじゃんもはや。 だそういう意味では正しかったと思うし、変にかばったりとかして自分の社員を余計にこうことを大きくするよりは、まあここまでガッてじゃあもう17万人に研修しますって言っちゃった方が早いし、批判は収まるっていう判断なんだと思うけど、
うん、
だまさに今日とか、
I mean what if she wasn't being racist though? I just it doesn't seem that clear to anyone involved. And when you hear the statements by the police department and you look at the account, you know, the timeline of events, it just, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird that this is the case that gets that this response occurs. Do you know what I'm saying?
そうなんだけど、ただこの、まあ、スターバックスっていうのはグローバルな企業で、アメリカ国内だけでも17万5000人の従業員がいるわけじゃない、
うん、
その人たちが毎日毎日接客してるわけで、うん、まあどういうことが起きるかっていうのは会社としてコントロールするのはなかなかすごく大変なことじゃない、
うん、
だからまあここで一回こういうこともあったし、全社的にトレーニングしますっていうのはまあ別に普通のことだと思うけど、うん、
I think that, you know, awareness of implicit bias, racial or otherwise, is always good. And that would be a good thing to do regardless of this event. Have you ever been asked to leave a cafe or a restaurant like that?
No.
Really?
No.
Mm. Have you ever just sat there and not bought anything for a long period of time?
一緒にいる人は買ってるけど自分は何も飲んでないとかはあるかもね。
Mm. Well, that's yeah.
Some technically not a customer.
They wouldn't know though, right?
Mm.
Mm. So you haven't sat in a cafe without buying anything?
一人でってこと?
Yeah, like waiting for someone or anything like that and not buy anything.
あんまないかもね。まあ、レストランとかだとね、そういう状況ってよくあるけどね、こう友達が来てから頼みますっていう、で別にああそうですかっていう感じだし、あとスタバとかってさ、なかなか難しいのは飲み物飲んでるじゃん、で飲み終わるじゃん、でまだ座ってる時に飲み物片付けてくれちゃう時あるじゃ
ん、
そうするともうただの座ってる人になるじゃん。
いや、drink slowly. Get another drink. I don't know.
だからまあお店側からしても確かにその最初から何も買わずに勝手に座ってる人なのか、もう5分で飲み終わっちゃったけど15分ちょっと座ってたいみたいな人なのか、まあ見分けるのはなかなか難しい。
If you were in line to sit down or something and people are there and they're not, and they haven't bought anything, that might be kind of annoying.
Right. あ、そうね、その並んでる人とかがいるときはね、
yeah. like,
早く出るよって感じ。
I'm like trying to be a customer.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I got kicked out of a モスバーガー once.
あ、そう。
Yeah, well, I finished my chicken nuggets or whatever, and then I was studying, and I was just in the zone, and like 2 hours go by, and I'm just sitting there, and this guy's like, dude, you need to buy something or leave.
Yeah, yeah. そうだね、モスバーガーはなんか勉強する場所じゃない感じするもんね。
Yeah, I don't know. There were other people studying at that モスバーガー、but...
いや、なんかこれを見て思ったのは、今まさにこう財務省のセクハラの話してるじゃん、で結局こう証拠が出てきたりとかで、じゃあ被害者がいるかも分かんないしとか言ってたら、被害者がじゃあ出てきましたとか、でただこの後に及んでもやっぱりこうなんか、でもなんか音声が怪しいしとかなんか言って、基本的にこの組織の中で、まあ、加害者である可能性がある人をかばっちゃう、でそのかばっちゃった結果、被害者を貶めるような発言を何度もすることになっちゃって、より事態が悪化する、で組織の中の一人が起こしたことなんだけど、組織全体が怒られる羽目になるまあ一番コミュニケーションの悪い例だなと思って見ていて、なんかこうスタバですらさ、こうなんていうの、まあグローバル企業だからこうパッと やっぱり決断して、もうここは謝るところは謝るし、何かしちゃった人がいるんだったらその対処はすぐにするし、それをまあ隠したりっていうことじゃなくてちゃんと認めますよっていうさ、姿勢を出してるのに、まあ政府だとまたちょっとね、いろんな方針に走ったりとかして、よりことをこじらせるなっていう。
Well, the, like law enforcement, absolutely profiles people and is unapologetic for it, and it would never become a scandal. And I think the government operates with a certain, you know, it doesn't have the PR obligation that companies feel. There's no existential threat, right?
でもなんかそれがやっぱり政権とかに跳ね返ってきちゃうと普通にさ次の選挙を通らないとかってことにもなりかねないから普通に民間の企業と同じぐらいその責任というか自分のためにもね、ちゃんとコミュニケーションうまくした方がいいんじゃないのだと思うけどなんか最近ずっとそういうのが続いてる、まあ、相撲の話もそうだし、森友とかもそうだしこう
That sumoStory is unbelievable.
すごいよね。
it's just unbelievable.
全部だからコミュニケーションの問題なんだよね、本当に。
Yeah, I think if the sides that disagreed with each other had a thorough conversation, we could reach reasonable compromises. You know, where if someone's dying, we can allow female physicians to attend to them.
だからこうなんだろうね。最初の初動もまずいし、その後に出すコメントもまずいし。
Do you think it's getting better? And globally, it's hard to say. And I think even the U.S. is kind of hard to judge. Although there's definitely a lot more.
Like better at what?
Like these sorts of events, this implicit bias or even more explicit bias or just profiling people. Do you think it's getting better in Japan?Or are they becoming more? Because,
例えばまあわかんないけど想像だけど、例えば今回の相撲みたいなことがうちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかそのまた前の世代で起きてたとしたら、多分女性のな、まあ、男女ともにあしょうがないそういうもんだみたいなで諦めちゃう人も多かったと思うんだよね。誰もこう怒らないというかさ。
That guy would die as like a martyr of the patriarchy or something like that. Is that the interpretation?
ただこう今ここまで問題になるのはやっぱり怒る人が多いからであって、そうするとなんかすごい今問題が山積みに見えるかもしれないけど、逆に言うとそこまでこうおかしいと思う人がいっぱいいるっていうのはまあ良くなってるっていうことなのかもしれないよね。
What about from your personal experience? Do you have a sense of from your personal experience? Maybe not because I mean, if you're Japanese and you live in Japan, it's hard to tell.
そうね。今日本の企業で働いてないからわかんないけど。
But like socially, you know, just the Japanese people.You know, if you watch 2 hours of TV and analyze it in your lizard brain, how does that compare to like 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
まあ悪くはなってないと思うけど、ただ難しいのはこうツイッターとかがあってすごいおかしな意見とかも大声で伝わってきちゃうじゃん。だから、実際それを持ってる人がすごく少数だったとしても、多くの人がそういうふうに思ってるように聞こえちゃったかっていうのはあるから。
Do you think, I kind of think that's a necessary part of the process, you know, that people voice the opinions, voice opinions that make sense, and people voice opinions that don't make sense, but them voicing those opinions that don't make sense, and then interacting with someone because of that.You know, converts these people.
ただなんかその converting が起こってんのかなっていうのに。
But you just said it's getting better, right? If it's not happening through conversation, it's not happening.
I'm not saying it's getting better. I just said that it's not. I don't think it's getting worse.
Not getting worse is an improvement.
I don't know.
Because it could be getting worse.
If it's the same, then. ただやっぱり。
I feel like it's getting better from my personal experience. And at least in Japan, it's getting better. You know,
what is getting better? Sexism?
Not sexism, but racial discrimination is getting better. You know, and that requires a certain open-mindedness that will bring other varieties of equity with it. I was telling someone, like, I can't believe how long it's been since I've been, you know, pulled over by the police or had any of this. Because it used to be crazy, the stuff that would happen.
Yeah.
You know. And then I got pulled over the other day, like a few days ago.
Okay.
And the stuff they say is unbelievable. The police, they sound like they're racist, if I'm being honest. They really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, anecdotal is just one, you know.
Right.
One case, but sometimes it kind of is mind-blowing.
But you still think it's getting better.
I still think it's getting better. Because I thought it was getting better right before that happened. I'm not going to change my mind just because of...
One person
or whatever.
Yeah. So, ね、なんか... そのセクシズムに関してはやっぱりここ本当に2週間ぐらいで相撲から始まりこのセクハラの話とこう立て続けにあったし、mm-hmm. 相撲の話も最初その人命を救うっていうところからじゃあわんぱく相撲に女の子が今年から出れなくなりましたとか、mm-hmm. なんていうのダブルパンチみたいな感じであそうみたいなこうなんていうんだろうね休みなくさ
うん、
出てきちゃうみたいなでその財務省のセクハラの話があったと思ったら今日になってその警察の幹部の人からセクハラ受けてましたっていう記者の人が出てきて話してくれたりとかこうなんて言うんだろうねわあ終わってるって思っちゃっても仕方ないような一連の流れがあったから、
うん、
残念だけどただまあ組織の中でやっぱりセクハラを起こす人がいるっていうのは、まあ、100% 防ぐのは無理だから個人を管理できるわけじゃないからな完全にだからやっぱりその起きちゃった後の対応だよね、
うん、
それによってもう全然180度違う方向に進んじゃうから、
うん、
それがなんか政府としてもいい教訓になってほしいと思ったけど
Well, there's definitely been a lot more conversation about, you know, what's clearly inappropriate and what's, you know, what more conversation about what the lines are in approaching women, and I think it's been somewhat. I think it's been productive. Obviously, it's not. Nothing's been.So clearly defined that anyone could follow some given set of rules and never get into trouble. That's mm-hmm. not possible. But I think that's a valuable realization as well. You know, it's clear which that you should err on the side of, you know, to the extent that you're uncertain. People have too much, if you let your ego and your confidence, I mean, it can be a personality problem.In many cases that contributes to being able to do or think some of the things that people do or think, you know.
そうだね。あと意外と今回はそのメディアの取材の体制というかさ、そういうのも意外と普通の人は知らなかった部分っていうのが浮き彫りになってるというか、その例えば政治家の担当の記者だったらもう夜打ち朝がけで、まあ女性の若い人の方が政治家も可愛がってくれてこうポロッと情報を落としてくれたりするから、まあ、そういう人は当てがっとくとかっていうのは私はもう昔からずっと聞いてたからなんていうのそういうものとして捉えてたんだけど意外と知らない人も多かったみたいだしまああと当然取材する対象の人と記者が1対1でご飯行ったりとか、まあ、1対1で会ったりするっていうのも当然それはしょっちゅうあることなわけでだから、まあ、それは広報担当者とかもそうだけどね広報担当者と記者でご飯行ったりとかさ まあ、それは関係を構築して信頼関係を築いておくっていうのが仕事のうちなんだけど、それもなかなか多分知られてないから、なんで1対1でそもそも会ってたんだろうとか、なんかその辺から。
Well, they've prohibited that in certain companies now, right? As a new policy that they don't allow coworkers to go to dinner.
Oh, coworkers.
Or I think they may have. I don't know if it's just for coworkers. I don't know the specifics of it, but they're kind of instituting some social policies about how people behave in order to try to minimize the possibility of something happening. I forget which company. I think it was a newspaper.
でも業界によって難しいよね。やっぱりなんかどうしてもなんか機会を設けて話す場を作らないとこう関係性が進展しないからそれをやらなきゃいけないっていう業界もあるし、だからといってそこでセクハラしてもいいとかさ、なんていうの、その線を急に越えておっぱい触っていいとか言っていいっていうことではないからね、それもすごいなと思うけど。
Do you think the whole 80s cubicle formal wear universe was better or worse for this?
I don't think so.
Like, because if you start making rules that affect the social behavior, you know, there's a principle that was, you know, that has been embraced by certainly tech companies of, you know, we're going to wear what we want to wear and we're going to have really open...
80年代のそのキュービクルで絶対スーツでの時の方がもっと悪かったと思うよ、ある意味。だからそういう問題で。
Because of cubicles?
Not because of, but...
Well, yeah, I don't mean literally time travel to the 80s. I mean that kind of, you know, what kind of work environment is the most conducive to a safe... To being,
服装とかの問題じゃないと思うんだよね。服装とかそのパーテーションがあるかないかとか。
Right. This has been our, yeah, certainly that's been our assumption for quite some time now, right?
でもそういう問題じゃない気がするし、まああとなんか今回のことで思ったのは、そのお店のお姉さんにだったら何でも言っていいと思ってる人が結構多いっていうのもびっくりした。
うん。
なんか私はキャバクラでバイトしてたこともあるけど、キャバクラだからといっておっぱい触っていいって何度もしつこく聞くとかさ、なんていうの、何でも言っていいし何でもやっていいっていうわけじゃない、そういうサービス提供してるわけじゃないから別に、ただこういろんな人がやっぱり堂々と、いやお店のお姉さんだったんだったらいいんじゃないみたいな感じで言ってるのを見て、なんか根本的にちょっとなんだろうね、認識がずれてるなっていうのは思った。
Yeah, well, I mean,
その誰だったら言っていい、
Is there a strong deterrent for them to, you know, do that? I'm not sure that like Kyaba institutions are.
その誰だったら言っていいか、誰だったら良くないかっていうのは、その人が決めることではないじゃん。その言われる側がいてのことだから。なんだろうね、この人にだったら言っていい、この人にだったら良くないって自分が決めちゃダメなんだよね本当は、だからそっからしてやっぱりちょっとなんかなんだろうね、勘違いしてんのかなっていうのを思った、次、マイアミ大学の研究でオフィスが高層階にあればあるほど人は経済的なリスクを取る傾向にあることが分かりました。世界3000社以上のヘッジファンドのデータを分析し、ファンドのボラティリティとそのオフィスが建物の何階にあるのかを比較したところ、有意な関連性が見つかりました。また、高層ビルのエレベーターの中で、ハイリスク・ハイリターンなくじと、ローリスク・ローリターンなくじを選ばせると、エレベーターが上昇している際はハイリスクなもの、下降している際はローリスクなものを選ぶ傾向にあったほか、高層にいる人は低層にいる人に比べて見たことのない果物を与えられた際に実際に食べてみる傾向にありました。窓がなく被験者や 窓がなく被験者が自分のいる階を認識していない場合や階層が意思決定に影響を与えていると事前に伝えた場合にはこうした傾向は消滅していました。チームは今後さらなる研究で金融業界だけでなく医者など他の職業でもオフィスのある階が無意識に意思決定に与えている影響を調べたいと述べています。
A study by Miami University has found that the higher up people happen to be in buildings, the greater the financial risk they are willing to take on. The researchers analyzed the data of over 3,000 of the world's hedge funds and found a significant correlation between the volatility of the fund and the floor of the building they were located in. In an experiment where subjects were asked to choose between high risk, high return,and low-risk, low-return investment opportunities, they tended to make the riskier choice while the elevator was ascending and the safer choice while it was descending. Furthermore, it was found that people who live on higher floors tend to be more willing to try a new fruit previously unknown to them. However, when the rooms did not have windows, or if the subject was informed of this psychological effect beforehand, the risk bias was not present.The team plans to further their research on this phenomenon, looking at other professions like doctors to see if the effect persists there as well.
そう、まあこれは関連性だから、どっちが先かっていうのは、まあオフィスの階に関しては分かんないと思うんだけど。
But the elevator example is not.
そう、エレベーターはそうそうそう。だからオフィスに関しては。この3000社のうち一番低いのは1階で一番高いのは96階だったらしいんだけど、うん、めっちゃ高いよね
96階
どこだろうねなんか中国とかドバイとか分かんないけど、
うん、Well, the size of the 階 matters a lot too、うん、There, a lot of the new buildings the each floor is much taller than the older buildings、okay. and they'll have you know 30% lessfloors or something、うん、for the same height.
そうで、だから高い階層にあるヘッジファンドほどビットコインみたいななんか上がり下がりが激しいものに投資してる傾向にあるみたいな、
うんうん、
だからこう窓からこう民を 見下ろしている日々を送っているとなんかこうすごい自分に力があるみたいな感じに思えてくるのかなみたいなの書いてあったけど。
So what? How do they speculate as to why it is that risky people live on higher floors?
That's what I just said. Like you're looking down on the city or like the people in cars and stuff. And
wait, so it's like a
it like gives you the sense of
it's a social power. Thing? It's a social thing, not like
no. A, they just said it's just like the sense of power.That you feel when you're at a higher floor as opposed to like being on the first floor、
mm.
で確かにヘッジファンドとかこう金融のオフィスみたいになるとなんかなんとなく確かに上の階にいる俺みたいななんかわかる、
mm.
家賃も高いこの高層ビルのオフィスの俺みたいな感じがあるのかなとは思うけど
Well, I think people who are, I think it takes a certain kind of bravery to make so much money, especially in that industry, that you would end up on such a high floor. You know, if you live on one of the top floors of one of these high-rise buildings, you must have been a risky person. No one playing it safe is going to make.That much money on statistically speaking, obviously there will be individuals who will, but I kind of suspect like high risk, high return. They use that high return to pay rent in their super fucking. I mean, right? Does that、yeah. not make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe their explanation is, but I'm not. I didn't do the research, but.
そうそう。だからどっちが先かわかんないから、その可能性も全然あるよね。
I mean, it's tautological. That would have to be true,、
うん、
right? I think.
ただこの医者とかももちろん、まあお医者さんも人間だからこういう影響を受けてるかもしれないっていうのは、 なんか怖って思った。なんかさ、会に無意識に影響されてリスキーな意思決定してるとしたらさ、
You kind of get that vibe from. There is kind of that vibe from high up floors, you know, like this kind of reckless, like fast moving. I don't know.
私は前の会社は30何階とか、まあまあ高いところだったんだけど、私が行ってる歯医者さんも30階台にあるのね。それを考えたときにちょっとあれうちの歯医者もリスキーな。
This guy's just snorting lines and like drilling on teeth.
そう。でも確かにあのこれは本当にただの個人の経験だし、階層とか関係あんのか分かんないけど、その30何階で働いてたとき、建物 2個経験してんのね、30階台は。で、ドイツに2ヶ月出向してた時は1階だったんだよね。あ、違う、2階かな。もうすごい低層で、だから窓が開けられるわけよ。その時のこうチル感っていうの、
チル感、
チル感、なんか so chill、全然違うよね。やっぱりこう歩いてる人が結構間近に見えるし、木も見えるし、風も吹いてくるし、だから30階台になるともちろん窓なんて開かないじゃん。こんな分厚いさ、なんていうの、絶対割れない窓みたいなやつがはめ込んであるから、だから風なんてもう吹かない吹かないし、人も豆粒っていうかさ見えないし。
Yeah, you know, I wonder if that's related. Like, we just can't have windows that high up because everyone in this building is feeling way too risky up here.
なんかのんびり感はないよね、やっぱり、そういう意味では。
Yeah, there's, yeah, I don't know. I did an internship at an investment bank that was like on the 51st floor or something. You know, it's pretty high up. And it's like, when I was first, I mean, I was there like all day the first day. And it, you kind of get used to it, but you kind of don't get, I mean, when you're that high up, it's just like, I don't know. It looks weird. You're in a different. What do they call it? Like, what's that effect? Like chapels have a certain effect. You know, architecture has a very particular effect on psychology, and they know that very much now. But certainly, looking out the window and just being that high up in the sky must have some kind of weird, surreal, unnatural effect.
そうね。
It doesn't feel the same as like, you know, if you hike up a really tall mountain and you look around, it's kind of a totally different thing, right?
Yeah. まあ一瞬でついちゃうからね、ビルは。しかもなんかね、その私が前に働いてたところは、あの近くに政府のこう大事なとある建物があったために、狙撃できないように窓から。こう窓半分ぐらいになんかシールが貼ってあったんだよね、元から。なんかそのシールから狙撃すると目標がずれちゃって撃てないみたいなことだったらしいんだけど、なんかそういう、なんかちょっと違うよね、普通の家の感じっていうかさ、のんびりの感じはないよね。
Well, some of these, I mean, if you're in the investmentworld, you can just wake up and, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars can just be gone from, you know, if you're at a prop desk or something. Like, crazy things can happen. And it's you have to be someone that's very comfortable with that all the time, all the time. Not just when you're in the office, but when you're lying on a pillow.You know, you have to be comfortable with this uncertainty kind of in the background. And people that live with this constant uncertainty, like buzzing behind them. And then they get in this mode where like, oh yeah, that's normal.
自分がいつクビになるかもわかんないもんね。
Yeah, that too. それにも慣れてるし。 Everything about that industry.
Yeah. 疲れるね。大変だね。だからもう窓が開かない建物で仕事したくない。 もうだから一生それやんなくていいといいなって今はもう思ってるもん。
Well, you kind of have it going on here. You know, you could, you, do you feel?
うち、でもうち窓開くから。
Yeah.
しかもそこまで高層じゃないし。
Yeah.
うん。だこれでオフィスみたいに窓開かなかったら結構辛い。辛いと思う。
I don't even have an elevator. So.
そうだね。
It's very different.
そうだね。次。
On Tuesday, Google released an update for their cross-platform web browser, Chrome, in which most auto-playing videos which include sound are prevented from auto-playing and ambushing the human sensorium. However, which sites exactly this applies to depends on the extent to which you've engaged with a particular site in the past. Something that is tracked and expressed within the browser as a metric known as your MEI,Or Media Engagement Index.
おととい、Google が Chrome のアップデートを発表しました。新しいバージョンでは、音声付き動画の自動再生がデフォルトで無効になります。MEI と呼ばれる方法により、ユーザーが過去にクリックしたものや興味を示していると判断される場合には自動再生が許可されます。めっちゃありがたいこれ。もう自動再生の動画、ありがたい人いるの？ってずっと思ってたんだけどさ、
When did it first start?
もう怖いよねあれ。急に、しかもさ、サイト開いた瞬間に始まるならまだしも、ちょっとロードに時間かかってさ、こっちが油断してる時に急に始まる時あるじゃん。
You have to wait for the video to load so that you can pause it and do whatever you actually wanted to do.
そう。
And even if you do that.And you scroll down, the video chases you. It like floats around. It like floats into the bottom right corner. And it's like hanging out. And it's like you can't close it. It's just there.
Yeah.
And it's blocking some of the text. I mean, it is the worst UI or anything that I've ever seen.
今日もちょうどね、どっかのサイト見てて、なんかスクロールしてでスクリーンから動画が見えなくなったら止まる時あるじゃん。ものによっては、まあ Facebook とかそうだけど、そういう雰囲気醸し出してたから、あスクロールしちゃえばいいんだと思ってスクロールしたら画面がちっちゃくなって追いかけてきて、ずっと再生されてたから、全然求めてないと思って。
Where you pause it, but it's playing an ad that you can't pause, right? So you kind of like.You fake pause it. I don't really know how it works.
Yeah.
It just mutes it or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know if you can pause. Maybe I'm just muting it.
あとたまにさ、どこから落としてんのか分かんない時ない?
But it plays the ad, and then it auto-plays the video after that, which right, ambushes
right.
you.
Yeah. そうそう。
It's unbelievable.
あと最近さ、これ動画じゃないんだけど、日本のサイト見てると、動く広告あるじゃん。なんていうの
How?
自分のスクロールに合わせて上からダーって降ってきて、しかもほとんど透明なの。で、この辺クリックするだろうなっていうタイミングに合わせて広告がこう降りてくるから、クリックしちゃうと広告に行っちゃうみたいな。あれ、もう違法にしてほしい。すっごいイラッとする。
It's so distracting when you're trying to read something and there's sometimes they don't have a video for what you're trying to read. I think CNN does this. One of the news sites I look at, they autoplay a video that has nothing to do with the article.
あれね、最初は多分関係ある話するんだよ。で、それが終わると全然関係ない話を連続再生するの。
No, they don't have a video for this article. But the video playing machine thing is there anyways.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? So sometimes you like, you click play on a video on a website, on a web page, because you think they have a video.
Yeah.
But the video is something completely a different news story.
Huh.
But they just have the video player there, just in case you want to watch videos. You haven't...
そんなに動画を求めてないんだよね、こっちは。もう読むからいいよ、みたいな。読んだ方が早いしね。
But sometimes you want to see what someone really said, or you want to see, you know,
もうそしたら自分でだって探しに行くよ、それは。と思わない?その自動でさ、再生してくださらなくても。
But there's always a small chance that it's actually the video that you want to see. They mix in like 5%.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the video that I actually want to watch, I'll press play, you know? So don't worry about it. Don't play it for me.
Yeah, but sometimes they have a video there that you press play on, but it's not relevant, but you thought it was. That's what I'm trying to explain. This is high-level stuff.
でもこれは本当にありがたい。 しかも音量がさ、どうなってるか分かんないから、すごい大きい音になってる時とかあるじゃん。
Oh, yeah. You know, my place isn't super soundproof, and I have those, I have like these four large Denon speakers with this amp and everything.
Yeah.
And I can have everything, the volume for everything else is chill. And then one of those autoplays comes on, and it'll rattle things off of my shelf. Like, my people two blocks away can hear this ad. You know, it's unbelievable. The way they do this MEI thing is they calculate the ratio of significant playback events per visit. So how many times did you visit the website? And of all those visits, how many, on average, how many significant interactions did you have with that website? For videos, they've set it to 7 seconds. If you watch a video for more than 7 seconds on a website, it will be factored into that MEI index, and that website will be more likely to have its autoplay permitted by the Chrome browser in the future.
Okay.
And you can go to a Chrome semicolon backslash media hyphen engagement, and then it will show you this MEI, and you can look at how it's coming up with this stuff.
Okay.
If you want, you know, mess with it.
Can you somehow adjust it? Like, can you customize it?
I don't know. I don't think you can. But you can change your behavior. But they should just, you know, they should just let people who want to, you know, more explicitly define the behavior of the browser, just let them do that. You know, why do we need to do your, I don't know. Now they have more excuses to track people or something. I don't know.
次.
Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, have developed solid-state pyroelectric thin-film technology capable of converting waste heat into electricity. The film, just 100 nanometers thick, contains atoms which are polarized with each thermodynamic cycle, generating a voltage. It is estimated that some 70% of the energy generated annually in the United States is wasted heat energy. The research was published April 16th in the journal Nature Materials.
今週月曜日に学会誌 Nature Materials に掲載されたカリフォルニア大学バークレー校の研究で、ソリッドステートの省電性薄膜技術を開発し、排熱を電気に変えることに成功しました。薄さたった100ナノメートルの膜に熱力学サイクルごとに二極化された原子が含まれており、電圧を発生させます。アメリカで1年間に発電される電力の 70% が排熱として無駄になっていると見られています。70% ってすごいね。
Yep.
もう大半じゃん。
Yeah. Well, everything kind of gets warm, right? Electronics or...
それをまた電気に変えるってこと。
Yes. Yes.
え、そしたら今ってさ、なんかデータセンターとかを海の中に入れたりとかさ、
な
んて冷やしてるじゃん、水とか。
Do they have data centers inside the ocean?
I don't know if it's inside the ocean, but they try to cool it with water and stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't think they put it inside the ocean. But
なんかなかったっけ、そういうの。まあ、とにかくその熱を、がいらないから、いらないというかむしろ害があるから、どうにかして冷やしてるわけじゃん。で、その熱を、
Oh, maybe they're using salt water because it has a low freezing point.
Right. そうかも。で、その熱を電気に変えれるってこと。
But it's pretty complicated because the cooling is paramount for computers especially, you know, and the cooling is more important. Like you would come out with a net very bad result if, you know, you covered these things in this stuff and it somehow affected their ability to cool better. So there's that issue. I mean, this is a technology that applies to what they have categorized as low-grade waste heat. So low-grade is just a statement about its utility. So any waste heat that is at a temperature less than 100 degrees Celsius is low-grade, because if it's over 100 degrees Celsius, then you can boil water and use steam to run a turbine or something, right? So what do you do with anything that won't boil water? Right now we don't do anything for the most part. There have been ideas like this, like a thermocouple. I think it has like two pieces of metal that like flex at different temperatures or something, but and then that can create a voltage. But this will probably only convert even in a best case scenario, like 5% of that energy.
Okay.
So because that's been the nature of these technologies, the importance is to make it very thin, very light. It's less likely to interfere with cooling, and it's less expensive to actually produce the nanofilm. You know, the less material.
その 5% っていうのは、その例えば技術が発展しても増えないってこと？それを増やすのはすごい大変ってこと？
It's hard to say. There was this is he French? There was like this scientist who calculated the Carnot or Carnot, I don't know how to say it, efficiency, which was a theoretical or idealistic version of a combustion engine. So if you created the most efficient combustion engine ever, just from a thermodynamic standpoint, what's the best efficiency you could possibly have? And they call that the Carnot efficiency or whatever. But that depends on what the contraption is. But I think for something resembling a standard, I don't know, like four-cylinder combustion engine or something, I think that is around, it's probably below 50%.
Okay.
Maximum, yeah, like the theoretical limit for the best engine ever would still be less than 50% efficient.
Okay.
It would lose 50% of its energy almost entirely as heat energy. Yeah, but I don't know if that heat loss in a combustion engine is necessarily low grade heat waste, though. It might not be, right?
どういうこと？100度超え。
Yeah, well, an exhaust manifold will approach or break 1,000 degrees. So they get super, super hot. The brakes get super, super hot.
Okay.
Way beyond what we consider low grade heat waste. But we don't, you know, we don't collect the energy from heat. We don't collect the energy from exhaust manifolds. There's a and supposedly that would be easier to do than sub 100.
Oh, okay.
But there are a lot of opportunities to I mean, most devices, probably even like the charger for your phone, if you plug it into the wall, whether or not it's plugged into your phone, I mean, it depends. Some of them might have this feature, but I think a lot of them, if you just, you know, the standard from China charger, it's just pulling power the whole time. There's a lot of electrical, they call it leakage. And so there's tons of electricity that's just being...
無駄になってる。
Yeah. And there's a lot of appliances and things that have a... you know, they're on when you're not using them.
Mm-hmm.
A speaker system is a good example. You know, mm-hmm. it's not using as much power as it would if you were blasting music.
Mm-hmm.
But just them sitting there, you know, they're humming silence. And that requires a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's been a detailed survey of people's households or what we should do about this. But for example, if you bought one of those timer things on Amazon and you kind of know your schedule, and so you have that timer as efficiently as possible, turn certain things off.
Yeah.
So they're not idling, certainly while you sleep.
Right,
you know,
right.
A lot of people leave things on while they sleep too.
それこそ全部がこうスマート家電みたいになってさ、家にあるものを全部例えばアプリで管理できますとかってなれば、
うん。I mean,
ああこれなんか気づいてなかったけどこれついてたわみたいなのはなくなりそうだけどね。
Well, yeah, we need. I think there could be opportunity for innovation in getting for people to have more information about the grid within their home, the electrical system within their home.
Yeah.
You know, how much electricity is that toothbrush using?
Yeah,
how much electricity is this particular thing using? And, you know, it could show you all your devices and put them on a chart like a Fitbit or something. And, and then it would tell you how much money that costs. And then you make the changes and it'll tell you you save this much. I mean, why not?
そうだね。なんか 3.11 の地震の直後は結構そういうね、なんか何が何アンペア使ってるとかってさ、mm-hmm. チャートになって出回ってたりとかして、こう、テレビで散々こう節電しましょう、節電しましょうって言ってるけど、mm-hmm. テレビ消した方が節電になりますよとかさ、そういう話を結構普通の人でもしてたけど、普段はねやっぱりなかなか何がじゃあ確かにプラグ刺さりっぱなしになってる、
うん、
でその刺さりっぱなしになってるものの中でも一番電気をじゃあ無駄に流れちゃってるのは何かとかさ、うん、わかんないもんね普通の人は。
Yeah, when things turn on and off and that's very important and you know what their idle states are、
うん、
and there's huge room for improvement there and I mean, I'm not against, you know, getting this 5% of the heat energy that comes off of it. But as of right now, it seems like there's way more waste before we even get to that, mm. you know, that point. But,
hmm.
yeah.
次
According to a new study published in PLOS Biology by researchers at the University of Paris, SUD,The prevalence of wild animals such as lions, tigers, elephants, and giraffes, as represented in toys, movies, and advertising, and the media, causes us to forget that these species are being threatened with extinction. The 10 most charismatic animals are as follows. Tigers, lions, elephants, giraffes, leopards, pandas, cheetahs, polar bears, wolves, and gorillas. All of these species, except for the gray wolf, are in danger of becoming extinct.The researchers suggest that companies using the images of these endangered animals should pay image rights to help compensate for this effect.
学会誌プロスバイオロジーに掲載されたパリ第11大学の研究で、ライオン、トラ、ゾウ、キリンなどの野生動物がおもちゃ、映画、広告、メディアなどに広く登場することにより、人々の中でこれらの動物が絶滅の危機に瀕しているという意識や危機感が薄れてしまっていることが分かりました。人気がありよく登場する動物のトップ10は、トラ、ライオン、ゾウ、キリン、ヒョウ、パンダ、チーター、シロクマ、オオカミ、ゴリラでしたが、灰色オオカミ以外はすべて絶滅の危機に瀕しています。研究チームはこうした希少動物をキャラクターとして使用している企業はその対価として肖像権の使用料を支払い絶滅を防ぐ運動に参加すべきと述べています。まあこの肖像権の使用料というところは半分冗談半分本気みたいなところはあると思うけど、確かにね、なんかこうキリンなんてずっともうね、なんか絶滅の危機ですとかよく言われるけどさ、いまだにやっぱりたまにテレビとかでもなんか実はキリンがあのキリンが絶滅の危機みたいな、なんかさ初めて聞くことみたいに言ってたりとかして、こう身近なのにみたいな、
うん、
なんかこう 身近で動物園で見たことあるからといって、それと絶滅の危機に瀕してるか瀕してないかは別に関係ないじゃん本来は、
うん、
でもなんとなくこう身近だとそういう危機に瀕してないんじゃないか、なんかどこにでもいるんじゃないかみたいな印象がある人多いんだろうなっていう感じはするけどね。
Yeah, well, there was the remember they like chopped up some giraffe at some zoo and like where was that in the Netherlands or something?
Yeah,
I was like, we have too many giraffes. You know, maybe it made sense on a local scale, but it kind of gives the impression it's like, hey, we've just got giraffes all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, and maybe we need to take things like that into account. You know, the kind of fringe perception. Anyone that doesn't really look into the issue, like why exactly did they kill that giraffe? You know, it can give the wrong impression. I think there's not very much awareness. I mean, as this author points out, there's not much awareness about why they would kill it. You know, some of the things that happen to these animals have some very specific local reason, you know, but
yeah.
It might kind of devalue that animal. I guess.
そうね。なんか未だにやっぱり例えばウナギもずっと絶滅しそうでやばいって言ってるにもかかわらず、こう牛の日はウナギを食べに行きましょうとか、なんかこうこの観光地ではもう絶対食べ物といえばうなぎみたいな感じで普通にガンガンやってるし、例えばそのじゃあもう本当に特定のうなぎ屋さんで高い値段を払えば食べれますっていう風になるならまだしも、なんかコンビニでもうなぎ弁当みたいなすごい安くで大量にそれも余って捨ててたりとかさ、そこもなんかこう、まあ、日本の政府とうなぎに限って言えば日本の政府が言ってることとあのアカデミアの人たちが言ってることでずれてるから、日本の政府としてはそこまで、なんていうの、食べることを減らす必要はないって、もちろんその業界を守るために言ってるわけで、なんかそこにはずれがあるんだけど、なんかね、絶滅しちゃったらでもその業界自体存続できなくなっちゃうから。
Well, you knowSometimes people that you think would have that sort of long-term interest don't because they have finite lives.
Yeah.
You know? So, these researchers used several different approaches to try to come up with this charismatic animal list. What did you think of the list? Do you think that it's about right? Like, do you agree with it? If someone asked you, what are the 10 most charismatic animals, you know...
これはあれでしょ、野生生物、野生動物ってことでしょ、犬とか猫とかは抜いてってことでしょ、
うん、
まあでもそうじゃない、まあ普通の猿とかもよく見るけどね、日本だとキャラクターとして、うん、馬とかあと、
うん、うん、
ヒョウよりかは猿とか馬の、あでも馬も一応野生に入ってないってことかな、Domesticated animals だからかな。
And just bears. I think bears are quite popular here.
あ、そうだね。クマ、そうだね。確かに。まあ、
国
によってちょっと違うかもしれないけど。
Yeah, but across a bunch of different countries, pretty much the whole world, I mean, they took an online survey that had respondents from like 5 different languages. They surveyed a bunch of school children.And then they looked at all the wild animals that were shown on Disney, Pixar, and DreamWorks film posters. And then they looked at the web pages of all the major zoos in like the 100 largest cities in the world. And they almost all lined up perfectly. There were some small differences. They were saying like people in the UK like some creepier animals like snakes and stuff.That other people don't really like. But then they speculated maybe that's because of all the nature documentaries that people watch there. But yeah, on the way over here, I was on Oedelsan, and they have the fake birds and, you know, fake bird sounds inside the station.
What?
Inside the train station, they have fake bird noises.
Fake bird noises? For what?
What? You don't know about this? Inside the train station, they have speakers. Inside a lot of train stations here, they have speakers that play chirping sounds, like birds are inside the station.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
What? You haven't heard the bird sounds at the inside train stations. They do it at most of the train stations now.
Eh?
Oedo-san, even on, I think, Yamanote.
JR もメトロもどっちもってこと?
I think so.
え? 何の話?
But they play these little bird sounds. It's like at the train station. You're 5 miles underground. You know, you can feel the warmth of the earth's core, and they have bird noises on Oedo-san.
What? え、何のため?あ、本当だ。JR の駅のホームで聞こえる鳥の鳴き声の正体とは?何これ?
How do you, what? You were making me feel like I had lost my mind for
視覚に不自由な、視覚に不自由をお持ちのお客様に対してホームから改札へのルートを示すために設置しています。
That's what the bird noise is?
うん。
Whoa.
だって、
Whoa.
鳥の鳴き声として採用されているのはキビタキという鳥だそうで、ただし地方によって異なる種類の鳥の鳴き声。
I'm glad it's doing something other than making it feel like there's fake birds in there.
京王線 JR.
They have it in 大江戸線 too.
はあ。聞いたら私もああこれか聞いたことあるってなるのかな。意識したことなかった。
You've heard it millions of times. This is ridiculous.
あ、そう。
You need a brain scan.
2020年の東京五輪では、世界に広げようと取り組みが進んでいる。大江戸線の都庁前駅では、ホーホケキョとウグイスの声。あ、鳥の種類も違うんだ、だから。へえ、あ、東営地下鉄はウグイス、カッコ、ホオジロの3種類。があり声のデータは日本野鳥の会から提供を受けているだって。へえ、知らなかった。
Oh my god. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's way more to it than I thought. But
何の話だっけ？
fake animals. Yeah, yeah. So I was hearing that on the way here, and I was like, this is kind of like, there's a lot of fake animals and fake.A lot of fake plants, you know, on construction sites, they have like, they used to actually put the fake plastic leaves, like the fake plastic bush or whatever, which is basically a bush made out of oil. So it's kind of...
I hate fake plants. I'm
but
sorry.
But now they just print it out.
Yeah.
Like this 悪い画質で they Google image...Plants. I don't know what they're doing, but they print. Yeah. They just print it.
Yeah.
Oh.
To give us comfort, I guess.
Somehow. It's exactly the opposite of what you're building cement things here.
Yeah.
This is exactly what replaces the green stuff.
Yeah.
And they surround all the construction sites with like this fake. It's made out of plastic.
Yeah.いや、へ、あの観葉植物、観葉植物って何て言うの、偽のやつね。プラスチックのやつすごい嫌い。
It's just, you know, if you think about the what, how amazing plants actually are and how complex they are, and if you look at a plant's leaf with a microscope, you will find.Near perfection, down to the smallest level. This thing is for real. But you put a microscope on one of these plastic things, and there's just nothing, you know.
しかもなんか普通にホコリとか溜まってるし、大体。なんかこれ何のために置いてんのって思っちゃう。
There's one right near my place. It's like there's a store near my place, an office for a business near my place that specifically sells like fake plants. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
They're making the opposite of plan. I mean, they know what the, I this, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. いやたまにでもすごい本物っぽいやつとかあってさ、わあすごいこれと思って見てプラスチックだった時のなんか、
mm.
がっかり感っていうかさ、
It happens. They're getting really good now.
そうイラッとするなんかなんだ、yeah. 見ちゃったじゃんみたいな感じ。
Yeah, what the hell?
すごいって感心しちゃって損したみたいな。Yeah.
What if they get so good that you really can't tell? They even spray like some 香水 on there that smells like.Plants.
それこそ本当に人間のセックスドールみたいな感じでさ、どこまで本物を追求するかっていう話だけどね。
It's crazy. It's so
easy. そこまでしてっていう。
Plants. Yeah.
いや、文字起こしのテキストは Android と iPhone、iPad、Mac から。バイリンガルニュース公式アプリでチェックできますので試してみてください、単発での購入もできるし、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもありますので試してみてね、すでに購読してくれている皆さん本当にありがとうございます。大変助かります、発言の自由を守るためにスポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しているので気に入ったら使っていただけると幸せです。
幸せです。
幸せです。インスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターやってるのでフォローお願いします。
Golden Week's coming up soon, yeah. When
もうちょっとじゃない
？When is
来さうん私ゴールデンウィーク関係ないから分かんないんで来週の終わりからかな。
Oh, I see.
あ五月の三日四日。
そっか。
とかその辺、その週。
It starts at the end of this month, no?
うん、多分そうだと思います。
Clueless.
あとね、5月何日だっけ？13とか15とかなんかその辺あの5周年なんだよね。バイリンガルニュース。
うん。詳しいね。I have no.
Yeah.いやよく忘れちゃうからちょっと忘れないようにしようと思って今から言っとく、うん、そうそういや終わり
以上です。
バイ
バイ。